T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
One of the funniest things about doing this, Robbie, is that 2 seconds ago, I was having a conversation with Tobin. 2 seconds ago, we were having a conversation.
Yep.
I look down, look back up, and I see 2 Marlins jerseys and no head.
Sorry, man. My son was asking for something.
Oh, yeah. Like, your kids probably think you never work now, because you're always home.
They know when I'm in here, it's work. But he does. He also knows that that there's no. He's, buddy, I'll get to you in a minute. I'm working. Go tell mama.
I can see why you're dying to go back to the studio and make that long drive again.
Dude, I can't wait to go back to the studio. But you know,
I like this. I like being at home.
I can get
my workout in earlier. How about the gyms are opening, but none of the stuff I use is opening?
So none of the pools?
Right. No pool, no jacuzzi, which the jacuzzi is probably going to would probably be safer than a barbell. Right? Because it's heat.
I would think so.
Right.
I would think so. We got the Magnificent Seven coming up in about 20 minutes. You can text the show 67974, but let's get to some headlines.
No, time out. Look
this
at what you do to people.
WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Miami hater Louisiana Leroy strikes again. Oh, Louis Roy. Just wants two of the fail. So LSU Burrow wins the Rookie of the Year. That's what you got out of the conversations I've had.
Well, you did admit to wearing LSU gear while at Michigan's campus.
I'm from Louisiana. That's the only reason why.
I mean, you know who hates LSU, Robbie? Alabama, you know, and vice versa. So maybe there's something.
Well, Nick Saban used to coach LSU, so.
And Leroy loves him some Ed Orgeron. He can hear everything he says.
Hey, me and Pat. Hey, that's funny though. I told you.
You think Ed Orgeron's ever tried to say Tua's last name?
No, they wouldn't care. They wouldn't care.
They don't do it, Doctor Manoa. Yeah, we got that Joe Burrow. We don't need that Tua Tagovailoa.
We got a better quarterback in the Joe Burrow, but that's number Loba.
I'm telling you.
Robbie, what headlines we got, man?
Well, speaking of Ed Orgeron, remember when he did his PSA a little while back?
Of course.
Oh, no, he did another one?
Well, his rival, Nick Saban, did a PSA for coronavirus, and it's nowhere near as good.
Hey, big guy, you need to be staying 6 feet away from me. And haven't I told you you have to wear a mask when you're in this building?
I mean, come on, Big Al. We're supposed to be practicing social distancing, which means we have to be 6 feet away from each other. Don't worry, Big Al. We've all been there before, buddy. Let's go get you a mask.
All of us want to make sure we play football this fall. And to make that happen, we must be sure we stay at home if we have symptoms, wash your hands often, follow all social distancing guidelines, and please wear a mask anytime you're around other people.
That was a Nick Saban PSA, and he was chewing
very
out the
fuzzy. I feel safer.
Hey, somebody said I'm a pool man. Jacuzzis are germ farms.
Oh boy, soupy.
Not mine.
By the way, they give this mask to this elephant at the end of the PSA. It's stupid. Doesn't even cover his trunk. Elephant can still sneeze on you.
Oh,
idiots!
What's wrong with you?
Kind of education they got going on over at Alabama. Thanks for the what are you, you're like the same person who's like, I can't breathe. I gotta have my nose over the mask.
Oh man, this sucks. I tell you what.
Thank you.
I don't do a whole lot of perusing in the grocery store. Not with that old suffocating mask on. I'm in and out.
What else you got, Robbie?
Well, speaking of the SEC, it's a big day in the SEC. They have a big vote going down today to decide if the players are going to return to the facilities on June 1st. The vote is going down today.
Something tells me there's a lot of briefcases going around that there's going to be a lot of yeses voted. That's just me. I don't know about you guys. Let's just say we know where your vote's going. Roll Tide.
And that's probably why they do that, because they're going to know the outcome, correct?
Nick Saban probably loves social distancing. He doesn't have to be near people.
I thought I liked it too, right? And then I realized how offended I am when people don't practice social distancing.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
I'm like, man, come on. We're all in this together. Let's get through it. You know, it's like you're running that last, you know, when you played on a sport and you have to run hundreds and you're on the last one and you're just like, come on, man, quit complaining. Let's get through it. Let's just be better when we get done with it.
Right.
Let's just do this final little stretch of social distancing and try to get through it. Because right now, you got almost two baseball stadiums full of people that have died. So it's serious. So even if you don't think it's that serious, it's serious. Let's power through it. Let's do the right things for a short period of time so we can be back to normal sooner versus everybody going at it half-assed and then this lingers on forever.
Do you think Nick Saban's ever allowed a mascot to walk through his football offices?
No, especially when your mascot's a damn elephant.
What else, Robbie?
And so remember earlier when we told you guys that Tom Brady was having this 9-part documentary series coming out in next year?
Certainly haven't had enough Brady coverage over the last 10 years.
There's a trailer.
Oh, Jesus.
Realizing my potential has been what my career's been all about.
I already hate it.
Things that I've dreamed about have actually come true. Things have happened in my life as I kind of hoped they would happen. It's been, just a complete evolution. You know, how I just kept kind of fighting and clawing to continue to power forward. You just keep putting one foot in front of the other and you keep trying to make progress. So when I look at over 20 years, I look how far I've come. But there's not one step that
I can't take this dude anymore. The guy is such a square, man. I mean, for the greatest quarterback of all time, I do not care, dude.
Who's worse, Tom Brady? But because a lot of people feel this way about LeBron. Who's worse, Tom Brady or LeBron?
Tom Brady. Not even close. Yeah. Tom Brady. Yeah.
All right.
Tom Brady. The dude is around cool. He has a cool job, has done cool things. He has a cool wife. Like, all right, but like, everybody's always been down to me. Like, bro, asleep, not interested. Thank you. Move it along. I'd be much more interested in a Peyton Manning documentary than Tom Brady.
Is he sneaky interesting?
It's more interesting. To me.
Well, I mean, he seems to have had, during the course of his career, during and post-football, he's had some sneakily funny moments, right?
The only bad thing that would be with that documentary is having to have Adam Gase in it. I hope that he makes the cutting room floor.
You think Gase would be in it?
I don't know. You think you? He's gonna ask though, right?
Yeah, he's gonna.
Hey, I'm just waiting. Just let me know. Hey, Peyton, just let me know when the people are coming over. I'm ready. How could you even film him? His eyes would be darting all over the place. You can't even get a solid shot. It'd be like trying to interview a cat.
He's going to demand that he had to make sure you put cutouts of me during your 55 touchdown season. Make sure you show that I was there.
Yeah, make sure you show how much we put into the film room.
Somebody said it'd be a 9-part documentary on cliches.
It's just like, all right.
Wow. Somebody said, I understand where Tobin is coming from. Brady is a square, but LeBron is insufferable. I can't take that guy at all. He's the most fake person when you listen to him talk.
Yeah. I mean, for a 4-year period, that guy's not wrong. I'm just saying. For a 4-year time period.
Yeah. For a four-year time period and a spot on my list, he's not wrong. But Brady's just lame, dude. You know, people say LeBron's not cool, and LeBron does have some lameness to him, but he's not as lame as Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's
somebody
the lamest.
Now that's a PSA from Leroy. Yeah, man, keeping it real PSA. I ain't trying to be nice. I'm not beating around the bush. It is what it is.
What are the headlines you got, Robbie?
So there are reportedly, speaking of quarterbacks, it's out there that Dak Prescott apparently turned down a 5-year, $175 million deal.
It's a lot of cheese. What is that, 35 a year?
Yes,
I wonder how much
that was guaranteed. A little less, 34.
I wonder how much of that was guaranteed, though.
They always do that, though.
Think about it this way. It has to be a minimum of 75-80. Because he's under the franchise tag this year for $30 million. Next year it would go up to like 40, mm-hmm. Right? So that's 75-80 right there. So it has to be more than that. You see what I mean? Has to be.
Well, I keep seeing that there's a big argument on the length of the contract. And I would imagine he wants to be longer to get more guaranteed money. But, like, he's 26 years old. I would feel like a guy like Dak would almost want to get to free agency quicker. I know he has
not, you have to think of it this way. Here's how you have to think of it in football. Each time you negotiate a contract could be your last. Don't assume that your contract is going to – that you're going to – ooh, we're going to be able to sign a bigger contract in 4 or 5 years. You may not get 4 or 5 years.
Right, and he's also he's a fourth rounder.
So half the quarterbacks in the league that sign these contracts. Hell, look at Nick Foles. Dude signed that contract with the Jaguars. He didn't even play.
Yeah, but he still got the money, though.
Okay, but still, get your money. That's what I'm saying. Get your money. Tomorrow ain't promised. And the problem, I heard something interesting on the radio, I want to say yesterday evening. Is this, if the guy you're negotiating with keeps coming in with a higher number and there's no pressure on you to sign because there's no football, then you can wait it out. He has until July 15th. If you keep saying I'll pay, until which case Jerry Jones comes in and says, if you don't take this deal, I'm going to start lowering it. Then what's the point? Keep pressuring him. Maybe he'll make it 110 guaranteed.
What do you got, Robbie? What else you got?
So a shocker, negotiations with the Jets between Jamal Adams and a new deal have hit an impasse. Shocking when you're negotiating with Adam Gase. Yeah.
Adam Gase doesn't want to pay his talented players. Crazy.
Right.
Yeah, maybe.
Crazy. Crazy.
Maybe there's a whale. Maybe whale in for Jamal Adams. I don't know.
I don't want to trade with the Jets.
No,
they can go bleep themselves.
Really?
Yeah, not interested.
Maybe the Jets don't want to trade with you too.
You know what? Maybe they don't. But you want to know something? Only one got his ass kicked in Hard Rock Stadium, and then was asked whether or not it was justifiable to fire him afterwards, and then walked off like a coward.
I'm not gonna answer that.
Yeah, don't worry. Hey, Adam, don't need you to answer it. We got the answer. Flores kicked right. your ass. And then, by the way, you need to cheat to win the game in your building. A bum.
Does this win validate Steve Ross's decision to fire
you? I'm not going to answer that. It's ridiculous.
Thanks, everyone.
Hey, guess what? Don't need you to. We got all the answers we needed. Robbie, you ready to give us the Magnificent Seven, my man?
Oh, yes.
Time to win some money, everybody. The Magnificent Seven is next. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for the Magnificent Seven. Robbie's best seven plays of the weekend. Nobody gives you gambling advice like this anywhere in the world of radio and or sports. Robbie, take it away.
All right, so we got some KBO going on right this minute. Some live action going on underway. First, let's start off with the Doosan Bears against the Samsung Lions. This game is not the one on ESPN2 right
now.
The Bears.
So right now, the Doosan Bears are winning 8-4. The sixth inning.
Call that a Wizard of Oz matchup right there.
Well, the Lions haven't been so. I mean, so far they've been so a little bit cowardly because they're down 8-4. They're down 8-4 now. The sixth inning just ended. The live total right now is 15.5 runs. Right now we're sitting on 12 through the first six innings. Now, you guys hear about last night how the Doosan Bears gave up a 9-run ninth inning last night?
I must have missed that one, man. Sorry. But what happened?
Yeah, the NC Dinos scored 9 runs against the Doosan Bears yesterday in the ninth inning alone.
And they won.
And so
they're coming in with a battered bullpen.
Yeah, yep. And by the way, both teams are deep. Well, the Doosan Bears just got to their bullpen. And the Samsung Lions, they've used 5 pitchers already. And so remember last week, last Friday, when all these home runs started happening in the fifth inning of that Doosan Bears game. So if you guys noticed in the KBO, relief pitching, not their thing. And it was at 16.5 like a couple minutes ago. It's down to 15.5. You're getting a bargain. We're going to go over live total on the Doosan Bears Samsung Lions over 15.5. We just started the seventh inning. Bullpens are about to come in.
All right, number two, Robbie.
All right, and so another live game going on right now. This one's on ESPN2. This is in the ninth inning. You got the So this one's going to end quick. You got the KT Wiz against the LG Twins. The Wiz are up 5-4 right now. The Wiz have men on the corners with one out in the top of the ninth. They still have to pitch in the bottom of the ninth. And a live line, you got the Wiz giving 1.5. Now, the Wiz, they got a good start today from Odrysimer Despaigne. He went 7 innings. But Odrysimer, by the way, his ERA is under 3. He was never for the KBO. He was not that good for the Marlins. Just pointing that out there. But, the Wiz are fresh into the bullpen. Another reliever just came in and gave up 2 runs at the bottom of the eighth inning. But it looks like the Wiz are about to add some runs here, especially with, the LG Twins. They've used a bunch of pitchers already. And, it looks like we got an intentional walk here, too.
Oh, boy.
So the bases are loaded. So live line, KT Wiz minus 1.5. I'm jumping on it right now. I can't give any more analysis. I might lose. The bet might change.
I think this is more comical than anything else. Him trying to get bets in while a game is going on.
I'm throwing up the KT Wiz right now on my phone so I can get this action. I want to see what's going on.
So on ESPN2, and the LG Twins still get a chance to bat at the top of the ninth, but the KT Wiz have a much fresher bullpen. And I assume the closer's coming in. I assume he's going to be able to shut it down. I mean, the relief pitching has been shaky, I understand, but you got to count for a couple runs here by the KT Wiz in the ninth inning.
All right, number three, Robbie.
All right, now let's get to the bets of the weekend going on. With this one, we have time to break down analysis. Got a little Bundesliga. We got that on tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon for us.
Bundesliga.
I came back. A little German soccer action. You got Bayern Munich against Eintracht Frankfurt. Now, Bayern Munich's a 2.5 goal favorite. Now, it doesn't matter where the game is at. There's no crowd. Well, I guess so. One team has to travel. So in this case, Bayern Munich would be playing at home, and Eintracht Frankfurt has to make the long trek from Frankfurt to Munich, I assume. But Bayern, they won 2-0 in their first game back from the lockdown. Prior to the lockdown, Bayern Munich had won games 2-0 and 6-0. Now Eintracht Frankfurt, their first game back, they lost 3-1. Now the last game before they had the lockdown, they lost 4-0. So if you look at the over-under in this game, it kind of gives you a clue to where I think the game's going to go. The over-under of the game is 4. Bayern Munich's only giving 2.5, and Bayern Munich's had 3 shutouts in the row. So Vegas is trying to tell you something, that Bayern is going to put some goals on Eintracht Frankfurt, and Eintracht Frankfurt's not going to be able to get any on them. So I'm going to lay the 2.5 goals with Bayern Munich.
All right. Bayern Munich with the goals. All right. What's number 4, Robbie?
All right. Little simulated action. Well, this is stuff you guys could get interested in a little bit, because this is older teams. Well, older teams, I mean like 3 years ago. So Saturday night, you got the 16 Cavaliers taking on the 16 Warriors, a rematch of the finals from 2016. Now, here's a little – it's at Golden State, but here's an interesting twist here. The Cavs are 2.5-point road favorites at the Warriors. They're throwing 4 hogfish on. I know the Cavs beat the Warriors in that finals, but the Warriors would never be underdogs, home underdogs, to any team, even those Cavs teams. They would never be home underdogs.
73-win team? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, they would never be home underdogs, but – it feels like a trap. It feels like they're trying to sucker the consumer into taking the home dog, getting points. A 73-win Warrior team getting 2.5 points. It feels like a trap. And
so is that like a boomerang fish? Like, what does that mean? When you throw 4 hogfish at a sketchy line, but you think the line is meant to make you feel like it's sketchy, what the hell is that?
It means stay away from taking the Warriors. It just stinks. It reeks. Something's off. That's why I'm throwing hogfish on it, because they're nasty fish. And Durant hasn't gone to the Warriors. Durant hasn't gone to the Warriors yet. There won't be any Durant. LeBron is unstoppable in 2K. Like, you know, just watching these guys make some crazy shots as it is. LeBron is just a monster in 2K. Like, he's basically unguardable. And in every one of these simulated games, like, the weird result happens. Like, last week I fell for the trap. I took the Heat. I laid against the Hornets. They're only laying like 1 point, and the Hornets kicked the crap out of the Heat. Now, I should have known that based on what happened in the last game before the coronavirus, but I feel like a lot of these simulated lines, it's not real. Like, this wouldn't happen in a real game, and I'm taking the Cavs. I'm laying the 2.5 points. I feel like it's a trap.
Big double play for the LG, for the LG Twins, and so they get out of the inning with down only a run, Robbie.
That bet's already a loser. They have first and third. And they misrepresent. I saw first and third, and then I saw a guy getting intentionally walked. I thought the bases were loaded.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. They just rounded. They grounded into an old double play. So the
all
first
do is
loss. Do you want to make it a magnificent 8? I'll let you give it a new bet if you want to.
Well, we'll see. We'll get through these bets first, and then we'll see.
Number five, Robbie.
All right. So we got a little match on Sunday. You know,
a little match there, love.
Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, you know, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, whatnot. There's a bunch of prop bets that are out there. Like, one of them is who's going to have their NFL highlights shown first, Tom Brady or Peyton Manning. It's even money both ways. Now,
definitely Brady.
Yeah,
they're going to show them playing against each other.
Ooh.
Well, yeah, but they won't be on the field on the same highlight. They're like,
yeah,
no.
It can't. It would have to be the only way that could be a draw is if it's like a split screen.
Oh, okay. They got to show Tom Brady first. He's with Tiger.
Oh, is that true? Yeah, they're gonna go show Brady first, dude. Especially they're gonna get the documentary out. How many times do you think we're gonna see that 30 for that trailer?
Yeah, but that's TNT though. It's on TNT. They don't care.
Oh,
why would they promote a documentary?
Well, Brady. If you got Brady on your broadcast, they're gonna show that. They're gonna show.
And Brady's not on any broadcast. And guess what?
What?
And Peyton Manning does the stuff with ESPN.
The detail.
Yep.
Yeah, but
so I think they go Brady.
Yeah, I don't think this. What reason do they have to show a Peyton Manning highlight? Like, Brady's been more in the news recently. Peyton Manning hasn't played in several years, and now Brady's changing teams, and now he's reunited with Gronk. You don't think they're gonna show him throwing a touchdown pass to Gronk? And hey, how does it feel to have Gronk back? You know, so yeah, it's definitely gonna be Tom Brady. The fact that it's the same money both sides, it's stupid. There's no reason for a Peyton Manning highlight to come up first. At least I take Brady.
Where is this match taking place? Is it down here?
Yeah, it is down here. Is it in one of the ones in the pump in Palm Beach?
Oh, can I go? Can I go drive to it? Am I allowed?
No.
Oh, all right.
We are gonna go to Fight Island on that boat.
There's no Fight Island anymore.
All right, so is that the prop bet you're going with, Robbie?
Yeah, I'm going with Brady to have Tom Brady for his NFL highlight to be shown first before Peyton Manning.
All right, number six, Robbie.
All right, another prop bet from the match. So, there's a prop bet out there about whether or not Tom Brady is going to be repping Bucks gear for this match. And believe it or not, the Yes is the favorite at minus 250.
Oh, really?
Which, Leroy, I don't know about you, but like whenever you went out to play golf in your playing days, were you repping Browns and Vikings gear every time you were out playing golf?
No, not unless it was one of those tournaments.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why would Tom Brady be like, oh, I'm about to go play golf. Let me put on my Bucks gear on.
Is he what kind of shoes does he wear?
I'm pretty sure he's Under Armour.
He'll have Under Armour shoes on and Under Armour stuff. They will outfit him nicely.
So
or TB12 gear.
No. Nope. TB12. He's under contract. Here. Anytime you have a shoe deal, you get all that stuff for free. If they know you're going to play in some event, right, and they have golf stuff, watch. You'll be wearing Under Armour stuff. It might have TB12 on it, but it'll be Under Armour stuff.
Was TB12 an Under Armour brand? Like, is it?
No, it's a Tom Brady brand.
So you're going Robbie?
He'll wear Under Armour.
Yeah, the no pays out at plus 185. I jump on it now. I think money's going to start pouring in on no. It just doesn't make any sense. Even in their promotional picture, the match. Come watch the match this Sunday. Tom Brady. They're showing Tom Brady playing golf. He wasn't wearing any NFL gear. Even when he was on the Patriots, he wasn't not wearing any NFL gear. Just doesn't seem like Tom Brady. Take the no.
I could see him wearing like Bucks colors, but I don't know about Bucks gear. Maybe like he goes the old creamsicle socks or something like that, a little Ricky Fowler style. That's what I would go with. Anyway, number seven, Robin.
All right, you know how sometimes you go fishing and sometimes you go fishing for some snapper, and then every now and then you bring in a sailfish.
Like, of course.
So this bet just found me. I wasn't in the market looking for this bet. I just saw it and I'm like, woo, interesting. So. You could bet. I know you could bet on anything, but I did not honestly think you could bet on this. But you can. You could bet there's an over-under better out there of NFL arrests between May 27th, which is Monday, and September 10th, which I assume is the first day of the season, supposed season. The over-under is set at 7.5 arrests between now and between Monday and the first day of the season. Now, for reference, you got to go to usatoday.com/sports/NFL/arrests. It has a huge table of all the arrests. So if you do the math, that's a 106-day period of arrests. Now, the past 106 days, there's been 8 NFL arrests, but 4 of those happened on one day, and 2 of them were in the same incident. If you go back to the same time period last year between May 27th and September 10th of 2019, there were only 5 arrests. So I assume players have to start practicing soon. If the season starts getting ramped up, there might be rules preventing players from going out and whatnot. I feel like 7.5 arrests just seems a little too high, and it's even money both ways. So I'm going to take the under 7.5 arrests between Monday. I mean, people could get arrested this weekend as long as they don't get arrested Monday. Between Monday and September 10th, NFL players under 7.5 arrests.
It is Memorial Day.
Oh, somebody said it's Manning and Tiger versus Phil and Brady.
That's what we said.
No, you have it Brady and Tiger.
But that's not part of the bet. The bet is just which highlights could even get
right.
shown first.
But I'm just saying, we've been saying all day that Tiger's playing with Brady.
Either way, I still feel like Tom Brady's highlights getting shown first.
Hey, our texters get us. You think they're commenting on the basketball, the baseball, the fast pitches, the good hitting? Nope. Uh-oh, pitcher in the KBO game has a man bun.
Do you want an extra bet,
yeah,
Robbie?
Yeah. You know what? I'm not going to say no to an extra bet. I mean, come on. I wanted to do the over-under for that game, but it was scratched off the board. It was taken out because I knew the relief pitching was shaky. So, you know what? Let's have a little fun. Right now, the LG Twins have just taken they haven't taken the lead, but they've taken the lead as far as being a favorite to win the game. So, right now, the KT Wiz are underdogs, even though they're winning right now in the bottom of the ninth. And it looks like just somebody just doubled. The relief pitching has been shaky in the KBO. Oh, a mound visit. Oh, that's never good. That's never good.
He's battling with himself as he goes.
And so I'm trying to figure out how many people are base because they don't have that up there right now. Hold on, let me
get it with the graphics. ESPN.
Yeah, come on. We got live action to bet here. And so right now it's in the bottom of the ninth. I just saw it looks like there's a pitching change coming in. Oh. The fact that their closer wasn't in there at the beginning, that means their bullpen, they have like some sort of weird closer by committee situation. So you know what? I think the KT, but I don't like laying the -195 for a team that's losing. I'm not doing it. Give me the KT Wiz +135. They're already winning. All they got to do is hold on to the lead. I know they're in a shaky situation right now, but I'm not laying 195 for a team that's already losing in the bottom of the ninth. I'm just not doing it.
All right, there you go. The Magnificent Seven,
eight
with a little side bet action,
a chase bet,
a little chase bet to get yourself going into the weekend. We continue on. Tobin and Leroy, we're back with more after this.
So there's nothing worse than hearing the play-by-play from Robbie. Because Robbie's play-by-play has nothing to do with the action, but more to do about the bet. Because when you said, uh-oh, here comes a pitching change, ooh, bases loaded, probably needed that, right? And you're thinking, and then you go back to the other bet that you thought you already lost, and you said, oh, I have a chance, it could go into extra innings.
And then all of a sudden, the KT Wiz was a routine fly ball. It probably should have been a sacrifice fly to tie the game. But the two outfielders are trying to decide who's going to catch the ball. And there's nobody in the crowd. Nobody's saying, and no one's trying to trick them, saying, I got it. And they just let the ball drop right in between them. And the game is tied, and they didn't record it out, and the bases are still loaded. So that bet's looking even worse now.
Sorry,
ooh, a strikeout.
Man.
We got a strikeout, though. It's one out now. All right, one out now. Need that double play.
Oh, man. Now, are there any different rules in Korean baseball of extra innings? Like, do they only go a certain number of innings, or is it just like MLB?
I don't believe that they have any different rules. Maybe they did for this new rules for the agreed time to come back, but I don't think they have any wacky man on second to start the 11th inning.
Hold on. There's no wacky rules in there, as far as it's concerned.
As far as I'm concerned, there is no wacky extra innings. You know, second to third, or none of that, or you know, first and second to start the game. I think that was just only in the World Baseball Classic, because you know that was what they didn't want, you know, burn out all the pitchers during the World Baseball Classic.
Did you guys see Magic Johnson doing some good fence riding?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was asked about who is the GOAT on the dance after the last dance by Stephen A. Smith. Here was his quote. First of all, let's not take anything away from LeBron James, because LeBron James is a great basketball player, one of the all-time greatest that's ever played the game. LeBron James, to me, when you think about all-around basketball player, is probably the best of all time. But when you want to say who's the greatest ever, it's Michael Jordan. I'm very confused. He's the best of all time. LeBron's the best of all time, but Jordan's the greatest ever.
I can see what he's saying.
What?
I get it. That's not riding a fence.
That's what are you talking about? That's fence riding to the fullest, man.
It's not. How can I put this? It's kind of like Wilt and Bill Russell. Wilt is the better basketball player, but Bill Russell is the more accomplished basketball player. That's kind of what he's saying. Right? LeBron, from all aspects of basketball, is a better basketball player. Jordan is a more accomplished basketball player.
Not what he said, though. He said
that is what he's saying.
He didn't say accomplished. He said best for LeBron, greatest for Jordan. Those are the same.
But that's what I mean. Right. That's what I took out of that. You call it flip flopping. Yeah, that's what I got out of that.
I didn't say flip flopping. I said it's fence riding.
It's not fence riding.
It's fence riding. He's on a surfboard. He's on a fence with a surfboard.
Let me ask you this. In sports, does the best athlete always win?
No.
Okay. That's where he's going with that.
Not what he said, though.
If you had to start a franchise, Jordan in his prime or LeBron in his prime?
Prime.
Who do you think prime? Who do you think more people are inclined to start with the type of basketball player they are?
I think most people would start with Jordan.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I don't want to make this a Jordan LeBron debate because I might throw.
It's not. It's not. We're not really. We're not. It's two players that we've picked. But you are. You're basing your results off of winning.
I'm not basing my results off anything. I'm just you asked who do you think most people would pick, and I said Michael Jordan. Right.
But that's why they would pick him, right?
Because he's the best?
Now,
or the greatest.
Let me ask you this. Who do you think GMs would pick?
I think most people are you telling me I know what they are, or are they just coming out of the draft? Like what scenario?
You're not what they end up being, but just take Jordan in his prime. So take Jordan
if they were both of the same, like Michael Jordan wasn't even number one in his own draft.
Right. But what I'm not talking about in the draft. I'm not going to give you that because everybody would take LeBron because you didn't know Jordan was going to be this. But I'm saying at their prime. So say after Jordan won the first three championships, right? Jordan. Huh? Jordan. You take Jordan.
They would.
Okay. All right.
Did you see this yesterday? So this was fascinating, Leroy. So Johnny Bones Jones yesterday live tweeted his negotiations with the UFC. For the Francis Ngannou fight. He said, he tweeted out, currently in negotiation with the UFC as we speak. I was like, huh, all right. Next tweet, unbelievable. Uh-oh. Then he goes, before even discussing numbers, the UFC was unwilling to pay more for the Francis super fight for me to move up to heavyweight. Said I could possibly earn more with the pay-per-view buys. A fan asked him, isn't legacy more important than money? And he says, honestly, no, not at this stage of my career. I could retire today. I've already done my job. I've given this company over a decade of entertainment. Then he says, it's been fun, you guys. Maybe I'll see you in a year or two. Maybe when they're ready to do better business, I'll come back. Until then, health, fitness, and family. I should have worded that differently. I actually think these guys do great business, but right now things just aren't where I want them to be. Red panty night for the light heavyweight division, I guess, because now somebody else can go be champion in his mind. It seems like John Jones is threatening to walk away and isn't happy that the UFC isn't willing to give him a bigger guarantee for the Francis fight, which, by the way, would never happen in boxing. And it was interesting because after the card this past week, somebody asked about the Francis versus John Jones fight, and Dana said, I don't know how much they really want that fight, which I saw one guy on Twitter, one reporter go, that's code for I don't want to pay those guys for that fight.
Right.
Because Dana isn't sure that's a guaranteed monster super fight on pay-per-view. Now, I would think in today's day and age, it is. You have those two guys go at it. Now, would he think differently if he was able to get a gate out of it as well? Maybe. Maybe if he was able to sell it to fans. But that's kind of crazy because in boxing, you know, they would renegotiate. They would give those guys a guarantee for that kind of a fight. John Jones's heavyweight debut, the greatest of all time against this absolute UFC monster. It would be huge. But they just want to keep him in his current contract with him, which I think it would do good on pay-per-view. I think he would get good money out of it, but not the money John Jones is looking for, which I'm sure he's probably looking for FU money for that kind of fight, which you could understand. He's taking on a monster.
I would say, I mean, the one thing that I would say UFC has always never has never had to deal with, and this has happened in a lot of sports, it may, mostly basketball, is that the money has gotten to the point where your stars, right, make decisions not based on money. So you have to throw more money at them to get the fight that you want. And I think that's where John Jones is. In basketball, it happens all the time. Guys not signing that Supermax because they want to play for teams they want to play for. And they're leaving a lot of money on the table to do so. So now Dana can't just go in, or not Dana, but yeah, he can't just go in and just say, here's how much money we're giving you, $5 million and this, this, and this. And they go, oh, great payday, I'll take it. Now these guys are going, well, hold on, I want a piece of this, and this is probably going to make these numbers. I want 10. And now Dana has to think and start crunching his numbers when before every number he threw out there was good enough and he just made whatever he made.
I get it, though. If you're John Jones, like if all the numbers are the same, would you rather just go and fight guys who are, you know, the same? You're going to be naturally bigger than anyway. Or would you rather go in there and risk getting obliterated by this giant monster who you might beat anyway? But right. If he does hit you, he could dead you.
Right.
He could flatline you. And so
I just think he's at a place now where you sit back. You look at all the, I mean, because listen, if he fights Johnny Lunchmeat, he's still going to make $5 million. Say, for example, I'm just pulling the number out.
Mm-hmm.
So if he goes in there and gets in that octagon with the animal, right, it's not worth $5 million to him.
His nickname's the Predator, not the animal.
I said with that animal. I didn't call him by his
nickname. I think you said the animal.
No, like, I said with nickname. That animal.
It's the Predator.
The Predator. Whew. Yeah, I could see it.
He put up this video yesterday from his third MMA fight where he's fighting a dude, Beer Belly, and he knocked him out of the ring almost. It was hilarious.
So it wasn't UFC.
Oh, no, it wasn't UFC. It was. In fact, it wasn't even in a cage. It was in a boxing ring.
Right, that's what
MMA,
I'm saying.
But it was in an MMA fight. He almost got Bernard Hopkins.
Right.
It was that kind of a shot. All right, one Dolphin making a big proclamation coming up for the upcoming year. Plus, we'll get your headlines. Catch up with that next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.